It's 5 below 0 on this Christmas Eve. Time for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Denny. And because it's 5 below, I thought I'd initially open up this morning on Christmas Eve with some ideas for some hot, warming drinks when you come in from outside. You know, we have a big Scandinavian population here, and Glögg is very popular. And it's nothing more than mulled wine, and it's not hard to make. You take a bottle of red wine, a cup of apple cider, half a cup of brandy, the juice of one orange, and a half a cup of simple syrup. Simple syrup is just equal parts sugar and hot water, and put them in there, and I'm telling you, you'll have a mulled wine or glögg that is absolutely delicious. All these recipes are available at Haskell's.com. So if you can't write them down, don't worry. You can pick them up on our website. Another great drink at this time of year is a hot toddy. I remember hot toddies fondly because my grandmother, if you ever had a sore throat, you had to have a little hot toddy. And she would put a couple of teaspoons of honey in about 3-4 ounces of hot water, add a dollop of whiskey to it, and you drank that hot toddy, and it was delicious, and it soothed those sore throats very nicely. Again, if you're making it, it'd be 1.5 ounces of whiskey for an adult, and 1.5 ounces of whiskey, 2 teaspoons of honey, maybe 3 or 4 tablespoons of hot water, and garnish it with a lemon peel, and it is absolutely delicious to welcome somebody in from the outside cold with a warm hot toddy or a warm mulled wine. Wouldn't be bad either. Then, of course, we have Irish coffee. And everybody loves Irish coffee. It has an interesting history. You know, Irish coffee actually was invented at Shannon Airport. Shannon Airport used to be the closest spot to the United States, so all the overseas flights, whether you were going to Paris or Berlin or Madrid or Rome, you had to land in Shannon and then move on to there to refuel. The planes all had to refuel there. In fact, up until a few years ago, every plane coming into Ireland had to go to Shannon first. And one time, there we had very little. It was a cold, rainy night, and the bartender there made everybody hot coffee with whiskey in it and a little cream, and thus was born Irish coffee. However, it took a place in this country, a bar called Buena Vista in San Francisco, to popularize Irish coffee, and indeed they did. Right after World War II, they started. That was their specialty drink, and I think to date they've sold millions of Irish coffee at Buena Vista. It's right at the foot of the trolley line at the bay itself, and it's called Buena Vista, or Beautiful Vista, right in San Francisco, and it's just terrific. Another favorite of mine is an adult hot chocolate. Just take a hot chocolate and add your favorite spirit to it. And incidentally, tequila happens to go very, very well with chocolate. It's marriage made in heaven. So try your hot chocolate with a little bit of tequila, and I think you'll be surprised. Another great drink, of course, at this time of year is hot buttered rum. Hot buttered rum, you know, you take a couple ounces of rum, a couple teaspoons of softened butter, teaspoon of brown sugar, and maybe 4 ounces of hot water. Mix that all together, and you've got a hot buttered rum that's bound to ward off the nastiest of chills. An old friend of mine used to drink what they called a brandy milk punch. They'd put milk and heat it up and then hot brandy in that, and that was their idea of a hot punch. Anyhow, the lists go on. You could make a punch, for example, apple punch, where you use 1/2 gallon of apple cider, 1/4 of rum, a teaspoon of powdered cloves, a couple teaspoons of sugar, and 1/4 of ginger ale. Mix that all together and serve it either hot or cold. It's an apple punch that'll serve the most discriminating people. And again, all of these ward off those nasty chills that you can get at this time of year. Another old favorite is a drink called a bull shot. Bull shot is bouillon and vodka, just like Bloody Mary is tomato juice and vodka. the bull shot was invented by a friend of mine, Lester Gruber. He had a restaurant in downtown Detroit called the London Chop House that was like Charlie's was here in the Twin Cities, just an institution. He was very, very brilliant about inventing drinks, and Lester invented the bull shot, and it was a very popular drink. You don't see it around very much anymore, but that hot bouillon seasoned with your favorite spirit makes a very pleasant drink. It even goes well with whiskeys. And, of course, speaking of whiskeys, that makes a great gift, too, to your whiskey aficionado. Today, there's so many private barrel whiskeys, you just can't believe them all. In fact, with that hot toddy I mentioned earlier, Jeffers Creek, which is one of those, again, a very hard-to-get whiskey from the whiskey route in Kentucky, that Jeffers Creek in that hot toddy with the whiskey, honey, and hot water, with a little bit of lovin', it makes a wonderful drink. Then, of course, wine. What better gift to give anybody? I always tell people wine is the gift they won't return, and it's the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on your part, as well as reflecting very good taste on the part of the recipient, because you're acknowledging that. And it's really terrific. A basket full of wine with a reusable basket so they can remember where they got it is a wonderful gift. Or a basket of craft beers. Those are great gifts. And the wine buff, as I've said many, many times, is the easiest guy in the world to buy for. You can buy them for everything from glasses to wines to wine totes, picnic totes, books, etc. The list goes on and on. No one ever has enough, if you're into wine, enough of any of those. And this year's hot gift is the carafe that actually aerates itself. It's fascinating. It's too bad. I'll try and describe it on the radio. You put this regular carafe, a glass carafe, on top of its holder, and there's a magnetic force in the holder that causes a whirlpool in the center of the liquid that's in the carafe. So it aerates the wine constantly. It's a very, very clever gift, and I don't know a single wine buff that has one. And it wouldn't make, and I know it would make a great, great gift. Again, it's a special carafe with a whirlpool in it, all battery operated, but it doesn't bother your battery. You know, you don't have to plug it in, it's rechargeable, and you just set it on this ceramic platform, and it continues to aerate itself. It's really an absolutely terrific gift idea. And how about personalizing a gift of wine? That to me is always my favorite thing. When you get a bottle of wine and then someone's favorite recipe that they like that particular wine with. And, you know, the list is almost limitless. You know, I remember getting from a person many, many years ago a wedge of gorgonzola cheese, some pasta, and a bottle of Barolo from the Piedmont area of Italy. And I thought, what an unusual gift. Well, and I read it, it was gorgonzola to put it, make a sauce with that pasta and serve the Barolo with it. Well, I had more fun making the gorgonzola sauce and then pouring it over that hot pasta. I didn't know what it turned out. Well, it turned out it's one of my favorite dishes, and we have it very often, and what could be more simple? A wedge of gorgonzola that's heated over in a saucepan and melted with cream or half and half in there, and then poured atop of your favorite pasta and had with your favorite Italian wine. Well, what a wonderful gift. And it's fun to do, etc. So I think you get the idea. You're only limited by your own imagination as to what you can give folks who are wine buffs. No one has enough corkscrews. Believe me, no one has enough reading material. So there's all sorts of wine publications, wine books. Every wine buff I know has a bunch of books, probably 12 to 15 different books on wine from all over the world. And there's new ones coming online all the time. And another great gift this year would be a magnum of wine. I had with my friends DeLasse in the Côte de Rhône, they bottled up some Magnums for me, and they make absolutely spectacular gifts. And that Magnum happens to be a BOGO, which means you buy one and you get the second one free. So your cost works down to about $10 a bottle on a Rhône wine that is absolutely delicious. And plus, let's not forget, kind of fun to pour wine out of a Magnum at the holiday time. You know, this time of year you have more people at the table than you usually do, so that gift makes a great gift for a wine lover. It's a Magnum of Delas, D-E-L-A-S, Côte de Rhône. The wine is absolutely delicious, and the fact that it comes in a Magnum makes it a little more fun, in my opinion. And another big hit this year was my holiday case of wine, where I pick up 12 wines from throughout the world that I've found this year to be exceptional. I write a little blurb on them saying what I would like to have with them food-wise, and a suggestion is what you might like to make. And there are 12 wines, as I said, from all over the world, from France, from Italy, California, Oregon, all are well represented, and the wines are really remarkable wines. It's a little more expensive. It works out to be about $15 a bottle for the case, but you get wonderful wines, and you get all this description, so when you sit down and they're serving it, you sound like you maybe are fairly knowledgeable on the wine, because you can just take up my notes on it and pass them right on. But anyhow, another thing to think about it is wines of a type. If you know somebody that particularly likes Bordeaux, a gift of 3 or 4 bottles of Bordeaux would be great. Or somebody who likes Pinot Noir, maybe give them 3 Pinot Noirs, one from Oregon, one from California, and maybe another one from France. Same thing with if somebody likes Malbec, find 3 different producers from Argentina that produce Malbec and give them a bottle of each, wrapped in a basket and bowed and brimming with good cheer. What could be better than that? A basket of drinks. Let's not forget our friends that like to have a beverage. How about a margarita basket or a Manhattan or Moscow Mule, where you get all the ingredients in the Moscow Mule. You even get 2 copper cups with it. So you're prepared. Really, we should do a show on the Moscow Mule sometime. That single drink was most popular for vodka becoming a popular beverage in the United States. Prior to the introduction of the Moscow Mule in California in the late 50s, vodka was just a novelty item in the liquor store. Nobody sold any of it. It was all brown stuff, scotch and whiskey, American whiskeys, even whiskeys from other parts of the world. But that Moscow Mule popularized vodka, and now you look, the vodka section is incredible. And, of course, margarita. Today, the number one selling spirit in the United States is tequila. That's almost hard to believe, but that's how it is. And a basket with an assortment of tequilas, or just the fixings to make your favorite margarita, a bottle of triple sec and a bottle of your favorite tequila, maybe with a couple limes thrown in, would make a remarkable gift. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. Anybody who's a wine buff is pretty easy to buy for. And let's not forget how I started this out with some of those warm drinks that you might have on this cold day, 5 below right at this very moment, and have one of those hot drinks waiting for your friends when they come in to celebrate Christmas Eve or one of the nights of Hanukkah with you.
Oh, that sounds mighty cozy. Well, Jack, and folks can find all this information at Annie Haskell's.
Yeah, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. And, you know, if you're planning a Christmas or Hanukkah feast, just tell them what you're fixing and what your budget is, and they'll plug you in with a wine that will go just perfectly with the meal. They can't cook the meal, but they can ensure making the meal is really hitting a home run, and they do that all the time at Haskell. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save during our winter sale on your favorite wines. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove Super Cellars, not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free Super Cellars, not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And a very, very Merry Christmas to everybody from the folks at Haskell's.
And, Jack, let's talk on New Year's Eve.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.